Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, big weekend. We'll have Donal Lennon on the rugby in a moment. But just start with a big story from last night where Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry each had a hole-in-one in the opening round of the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It's been played over two courses. At the Spyglass Hill course, Rory had his hole-in-one at the par 3 15th, and then Shane Lowry emulated him with a hole-in-one of one of the most famous holes in the world, the seventh at Pebble Beach alongside the ocean. They each finished two shots off the lead. They're on 6 under par, 2 behind Russell Henley. Seamus Power is 3 under. And a fine start for Leona Maguire in the Tournament of Champions in Florida. A birdie at the last hole would have put her alone in second place, but unfortunately she bogeyed it, bogey 6. So she finishes 4th on 2 under. Korea's A-Lim Kim leads after 7 under 65. And this morning at the Bahrain Championship, Padraig Harrington has moved to 3 under. Conor Purcell 1 under. Brandon Robinson-Thompson the leader on 11 under. To last night's Europa League action, and Manchester United won 2-0 at Steaua Bucharest. Dallow and Maynou got their goals in the second half. So it's 3 wins in a row for United. Does their manager Ruben Amorim feel they've turned a corner?
It depends. The most important thing is not the 3 that we won, is the next one. So let's focus. It's Sunday. We will arrive tomorrow. So we have 1 day to prepare. We have to recover the players. We are going to sleep here to work in the morning. So we are trying everything to recover the players and then to be competitive.
And how pleased are you to have a less busy schedule in February?
That is the biggest thing. More than the win is to have time to train, to have time to recover the players for playing Premier League. That is a key point for us.
Right, that's the Amorim score, 2-0 the score there, 8-6 is a different number. Tottenham were 3-0 winners against Elfsborg. 3 youngsters got their goals, easing the pressure a bit on their manager. Mikey Moore, Ajayi and Dane Scarlett, lots of pressure on Spurs to buy players. Maybe the youngsters will give them another option. Rangers, meanwhile, beat Union St Gilloise 2-1 at Ibrox. The top four finishers in the qualification table were Lazio, Athletic Bilbao, Manchester United and Tottenham. Robbie Keane's Ferencváros beat AZ Alkmaar 4-3 as the Hungarian side reached the knockout playoffs. Dubliner Troy Parrott, though, again scoring one of the AZ goals. He's doing very well there. So Manchester United and Tottenham both know they'll play one of AZ Alkmaar, Midtjylland, Real Sociedad or Galatasaray in the last 16. The draw for both the Europa League and the Champions League takes place later this morning. Now, the Six Nations rugby weekend began in Cork last night. The Irish under-20s were beaten 19-3 by England, well beaten. Ireland trailed 9-3 at the interval despite having two extra men on the field at one stage against England. The senior team, of course, have their captains run at the Aviva today ahead of tomorrow's clash. Well, we're joined now by Donal Lennon to look ahead to the match. Morning, Donal. A word on the under-20s. They were outpowered, really, by England, weren't they?
The word is, yeah, it was a disappointing match and a pretty dull night, really. But that's a very experienced England under 20 side. They had won the World Cup during the summer and they had a lot of those players back over. It was a pity. It was Ireland's, I think, a 13-match unbeaten run at home. But England-Ireland, they had a few chances before half-time, didn't take them. And unfortunately, that cost them badly in the end.
All right, let's look ahead to tomorrow then. You like the experience that's in the Ireland squad?
Well, it's incredible. I mean, you look right across the squad. We have the most experienced one in the Six Nations. We're averaging 42 caps a man. When I saw the strength of the Ireland bench, you know, when you look at somebody like Robbie Henshaw starting on the bench, that shows you the quality, your strength and depth. That Ireland bench has 509 caps. Now, to put that in context, the Wales team that starts against France tonight in Paris, their whole starting 15 is 482 caps. So, and bear in mind, one of the lads on the bench, Tom Clarkson, has only 2 caps. So that shows you the experience that's available to Simon Easterby. Albeit, I'm sure he'll be hugely disappointed with the injury that Joe McCarthy picked up Wednesday in training.
Indeed, a couple of tough calls for the management. Sam Prendergast is chosen ahead of Jack Crowley. Your thoughts?
Yeah, look, it looks to me as if they've been looking to fast-track Sam Prendergast right since November. He did brilliantly when he was introduced in the November series. He has played really well for Leinster in what's been a dominant Leinster team throughout the European campaign and the Champions Cup. Jack Crowley had a different start to the season, but I think he showed his true colours in the in Munster's games against Saracens and Northampton. So I'm quite sure a very close call between the two in the end. But, you know, having the capacity to spring Jack Crowley off the bench and bearing in mind that it's Sam Prendergast's debut at Six Nations, it's not a bad place to be in when you consider you've lost somebody of the quality of Johnny Sexton over the last 12 months.
Sure. Ryan Baird included in the back row. What's management's thinking in that one?
I think it's probably a nod to the future. Some people, you know, disappointed Peter Romani isn't involved, but I'm sure he's disappointed, but you've got to move on at that stage. I think they'd have gone with that back row anyway, but England announced a back row on Tuesday of the Curry twins. A fair chance, if England win, that one of the Currys could be player of the match, because they're identical twins. They're impossible. Even their own family have trouble in identifying the two of them. But they're about 6'1", and Ben Earle, number 8, is 6'2" max. So Ireland have a massive height advantage in the back row. Ryan Baird is a 6'6", brilliantly athletic lineup performer. You put him in there with Caelan Doris. That gives Ireland a huge advantage that they will look to turn to their benefit. But England, obviously, given the back row they've picked, they're going to attack Ireland in the breakdown. They're going to try and slow Ireland's possession and force them into more of a kicking game. But they do have power then to bring on in the second half, the likes of Chandler South and Ali Chesham from Leicester. So there is power there. So it's a game of chess, as a lot of these games are. But Borthwick is under pressure to produce. Overall, Ireland look, with the quality of their starting side and the experience they have to bring into the bench, I must say I'd fancy Ireland to do a job in this one.
Okay, Donald, thanks a million for joining us. And of course, we'll have that live tomorrow on Saturday Sport. And as we heard earlier in the programme, with all that focus on the Dublin Racing Festival, all the action from Leopardstown as well. But there is the usual Friday racing action at Dundalk this evening, Ray.